Vegetarian. Ed Turnberry irons six shirts, five for work and one for Saturday night. Ed is off to get himself a fresh beer.
You're angry!
Ed played front row. He wants to be captain. What about that incredible pass he fed Tommy McGree? Cripes, when was that? God, that was a good pass. Yeah, he's going to give up the grog and get back into training. Gavin Metcalf, bachelor, has been trying to put his life together for 3 or 4 years. At the moment, he is listening to the beat of his own eardrum. As this fades from his attention, he notices particles of lint drifting through the air in front of his eyes. He watches the lint for a moment. Remembering his mother used to tell him they were angels. Has spent the day sick in bed. She's bored with trying to play Monopoly on her own. Now she discovers how perfectly Monopoly money fits onto the back of a Scotty's box. She wonders how many other paper products would fit onto the back of the Scotty's box. The pages in her exercise book. But folded in half, yes, they probably would. Most paper, in fact, folded in halves, quarters, or thirds, would fit on the back of a Scotty's box. She pictures a large conference room where men in suits discuss the proportions of paper so that all things will fit, provided they're folded correctly. We leave Julie now as her moment passes. There are 1 million moments in your neighborhood, but as the filmmakers discover, each has a fragile presence which fades almost as it forms.
Guy is playing. Isn't that nice? And I want everyone to type in the word cheeseburger right when he says the line.
What do you want to be specific here in this room with half the science community in North America eavesdropping?
Is there another way?
You could come back to my lab. Listen, I'll make a cappuccino. I'm fine, but my very own.
Oh, first he says cappuccino, then he says cheeseburger.
It's one of those real restaurant espresso machines.
So I get the feeling you don't get out much.
You can tell me that.
Just leave it how it is. It's fine.
I think you're making a mistake. I think you really want to talk to me.
Sorry, I have three other interviews to do before this party's over.
Yeah, but they're not working on something to change the world as we know it.
They say they are.
Yeah, but they're lying. I'm not.
Are you sick?
No. Sure.
You're not a very accomplished drunk.
No, no, I'm always like this. It's motion sickness when I was a kid.
I hear an origin story.
I hate vehicles. No, no, just turn left. We're almost there.
This is it?
It's cleaner on the inside.
Oh yeah, I should mention that. We got the piano here. They just had to get it. Like, I'm not doing the movie unless I go.
Maybe this is
piano
a bad idea.
So later, I'm not. I didn't bring the.
I've already seen them.
Portable radio.
Yeah, I have to leave here alive.
So we're not going to do the FM broadcasting thing tonight. So that'll have to wait for two whole more weeks.
Hey, I bet you have a really neat jukebox in here too, someplace. Over there?
No. No, this is the prototype of. No, this is the first one I had made.
I've seen Raiders of the Lost Ark so many times, but I love how, like, it came on, you know, like a cable channel. You know.
I call them telepods.
And I kept it on because it was.
Thank God for that.
It had a satisfying rhythm to it.
Phones.
Telephones.
This movie has the same kind of
okay.
Satisfaction.
I need an object.
It's the Micronite filter.
Say, do you have something on you that's personal that I could use, something uniquely you?
How about I turn it off when he says cheeseburger?
Okay.
No, seriously.
That'll be the safe word, you know, to, like, disengage.
Here comes.
The crowd is going wild for Gina Davis's legs. And by the crowd, I mean I. No, I'm sorry, we. You're not supposed to say. Not even the AYE version.
Brundle said.
See, last week was Bundles, and now it's Brundle. So, yes, I'm watching The Fly, but I'm...
Keep your eye on the stocking.
Keep your eye on The Fly stocking. Let me know when you're twitching, though. More roommate than
great.
Hey,
the world's largest microwave oven. I'm glad I didn't give you my Rolex. I had a Rolex.
Video fair for me. I don't know if I ever saw it in the theater.
This is incredible. I mean, it's not possible, is it? How have you managed
until
to keep
the Castro?
This
but that's kind of a.
How could you do this alone?
Curators.
I don't think work alone. There's a lot of stuff in there I don't even understand. I'm really systems management man. I farm bits and pieces out to guys who are much more brilliant than I. Say, build plays of this design. Well, I pluralize that they do, and I just stick together. But no one knows what the project is. So.
And the money, Bartok Science Industries funds.
Well, they leave me alone because I'm not expensive. They know they'll end up owning one, whatever it is.
You told them?
We went away.
Where's it?
What's that?
Well, you have to get the course right, don't you?
He's this big genius, and he doesn't know what cassettes are.
I thought this was personal. You can't write about
it. I'm a journalist.
Oh, all right.
No.
Let's get the viewers down to zero. Okay.
I'm sorry, I apologize. I made a mistake. I shouldn't have shown you this. I'm very, very sorry.
Listen, Particle Magazine sent me to that party to get a story, and this is the most exciting thing I've ever seen.
No, absolutely not. In fact, I'm going to have to ask you for that tape, please.
You can't do that.
Don't you dare write a story. I'd never have told any of this stuff to a journalist.
But you did tell this stuff to a journalist.
Well, yeah, in a way, I suppose I did that.
Sure did.
Wait a minute. Wait, come here. What about your stock?
Keep it for good luck.
Think. joke.
What?
He's conning you.